From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi is facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country and will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of Rohingya crisis.
I call on the Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country.
Thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. Trapped by landmines on one side and armed guards on the other, thousands of Rohingya refugees are struggling to survive in a no-man's land between Myanmar and Bangladesh. An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border, fleeing a violent military crackdown, but there are Rohingya who are in a unique and uncomfortable position. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm. Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Elaine Duke issued the directive Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. The department said the key concerns are ties between certain officials with Russian intelligence and the software and other government agencies. The U.S. says it will give the company an opportunity to address its concerns in writing. It has repeatedly denied it would help Russia with any espionage efforts. A company founder took to Twitter to try to calm fears. This is VOA.